I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show.
Stayallday.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
The Work on Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. Now, that's DreAllDay.com/audible. You want to go deeper into mindset, into the mental toughness, confidence, discipline, personal initiative I talk about every day here on this podcast. I know you do. So check out the Bulletproof Bundle. Those are my four top books on mindset: The Mirror of Motivation, The Mental Handbook, The Super You, and 100 Mental Game Best Practices. They are available in physical format, digital format, and audiobook format at DreAllDay.com/BB for Bulletproof Bundle. That is DreAllDay.com/BB for the Bulletproof Bundle. Let's get to work on your mind right now. DreAllDay.com/BB for the Bulletproof Bundle. Congratulations for tuning in to the show that teaches you the discipline of showing up day after day to do the work, the confidence of putting yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness of continuing to show up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you expected has yet to arrive on time. And on top of all that, we throw in a huge, huge dose of personal initiative, a too much dose of personal initiative, which is the energy that moves you to go make things happen instead of waiting for them to happen. All of this together is the podcast and the mindset and the podcast called Work on Your Game. Congratulations on being here today. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. And today's topic, parental advisory. Explicit language. Today's topic is sometimes shit is just fucked up. Yes, that's the topic here today. Sometimes things are just fucked up. Okay, now we know the power of positive thinking and not letting your mind get beat down by negativity and staying away from fear and looking for the bright side to everything and the silver lining of every cloud. But sometimes, listen, let's just have a real conversation here. We have a real conversation every day on this podcast, but let's just talk about it as it is. Okay, instead of sugarcoating it, instead of saying things in a PC way, listen, I'm not PC, I'm not corporate, I'm just going to tell you exactly as it is. Sometimes in life, shit is just fucked up. Can we agree to that? Before we go any further, because if you can't agree to that point, then this episode is not for you. Can we agree that sometimes in life, shit is just fucked up? We just got to look at that and say, all right, this is just fucked up. Okay, this is not just mildly bad. This is not something that needs to be improved. You know, I was talking to a really corporate person earlier this week, and she has this challenge. I wouldn't even say it's a challenge, actually. It's actually just part of being corporate, is that she was really sugarcoating everything she was saying to me. I'd say, well, is the situation this? And then she would take it and kind of and massage it a little bit and kind of make it sound a lot nicer than it actually was. And I'll just have to laugh at it. I didn't even try to force her to say it as it was, because she wasn't going to, because she's been properly corporate, I don't know, what do they call it? Brainwashed. And not brainwashed. This is a different way of saying it. I can't think of the actual words. Doesn't even matter. Today's topic, though, is shit is just fucked up. If you can agree to that, then today's episode is for you. You can't agree to that, there's no hard feelings. Come back for tomorrow's episode. Actually, go listen to yesterday's episode again, since you're not going to be listening to this one. But sometimes you just got to address the shit is just fucked up, period. Point number one. Yes. I know what you're thinking. Yes. There is value to finding the bright side of anything. It is a very useful skill that you will need in life. And you will need to use it a lot because you're going to go through situations where it looks like it was just a waste of time or something didn't go your way. You're like, I don't believe I did that. Or something is just like benign and maybe it took your whole day to be there. Kind of like going to jury duty or something like that. If any of you ever gone to jury duty, you didn't go to work. Maybe you were looking forward to not going to work. Maybe you were mad because you couldn't go to work. Whatever the situation is, something that just seems like is benign. It didn't help you get better, but it also didn't make you worse, but it cost you a bunch of time. And you could use the skill there saying, what did I get out of this? Where is the value in this experience that I just went through? This is something I talked about in my last TED talk at TEDx Lake Area Tech. Shout out to South Dakota and Watertown out there. This is a very useful skill, and that talk may not be out by the time you hear this episode. So just stay tuned to dreallday.com/TED until it is out. I'll tell you when it is. But it is a very useful skill to find a value or the bright side in anything that you go through. It's very useful. And you're going to need to use that a lot, okay? Because you're going to have some situations in life where you need to pull the value out of a situation where it looks like it might have just been a complete loss, a complete waste, a complete L for you. But despite this skill that you do need and you should hold on to despite today's topic, but sometimes we also need to recognize when something is just bad, when something is just not right, when something is just really terrible, when something is just fucked up. We need to be able to look at it and say, you know what? This is fucked up. You know what? This is absolutely not what I want. This must absolutely change. This absolutely is unacceptable. You need to be able to look at a situation or anything in your life and be able to say that about it. If you don't say it out loud, at least say it to yourself. This is fucked up. Because you know what happens when we tell ourselves something's fucked up, something's really messed up, something really needs to change. This really is not acceptable. You know what happens when we tell ourselves that and we're straight up with ourselves about it? You know what happens? It moves us to action. It moves us to action to where we actually do something about it. What a novel idea. See, if we keep telling ourselves, here's the bright side, here's why this is good, here's why it's not so bad, here's where I can pull a positive out of it, then we may sometimes rock ourselves to sleep. Rocking yourself to sleep means basically you are rationalizing situations in your life in a way that allows you to sleep at night, in a way that allows you to just keep functioning, in a way that allows you to act like it's not as bad as it is, so you can go do something else. But when you stop rationalizing, stop rocking yourself to sleep and just say, you know what, this is fucked up, it's going to move you to action. When you say this is completely unacceptable, it will move you to action immediately. I received an email from someone earlier this week, a person whom I didn't even know, but was connected with someone whom I did know. The tone of this person's email was just fucked up. It was just unacceptable the way that this person was, I guess you could say, talking, but they were typing it. And the way that they were communicating with me, I immediately picked up the phone and dialed the number at the bottom of their email because that situation wasn't one that I could rationalize. I couldn't rationalize in my mind that what this person said was acceptable. I couldn't rationalize that I could let this go. I couldn't rationalize, hey, it's not that bad. We'll wait till 2 or 3 days from now when I can talk to this person and figure things out. No, the situation was good. That's fucked up. And I don't mean fucked up like I felt sad, but I'm just using the language that I'm talking about in today's topic. This is a fucked up situation. We're going to address this ASAP. This is not waiting until tomorrow. It's not waiting for later this happening. We're going to address this right now because this is not going to fly. What just happened here, this is not going to keep happening. Sometimes you need to be able to, not sometimes, but all the time, you need to be able to look at a situation and say exactly what it is. Now, this is fucked up right here. That moves you to action. Point number two. Sometimes when you're dealing with other people, and I talked a few episodes ago about the skills you're going to need in 2017, 2018 and beyond in life, those 6 skills you're going to need. Sometimes in life, when you're communicating with other people, and if you're going to be successful, you're going to be dealing with other people, a lot of other people in a lot of different ways. Sometimes you need to tell people exactly what a situation is instead of trying to make it sound not as blank as it is, not as bad as it, usually not as bad. All right? I don't think we always need to tramp down how great something is. Something actually is great. We don't have any, most of the time, we don't have that much of a reason to not make it sound great. Sometimes we may, but most of the time we don't. But when things are not really going the way they need to be going, or something hasn't been done up to your standards, or you just see things are not moving the way that you want them to be moving, sometimes you need to be able to, actually not sometimes, I don't know why I'm saying sometimes, you need to be able to all the time, when this happens, which may only be sometimes, communicate with people exactly what the situation is. And if the situation is fucked up, you need to be able to tell people, yo, this is fucked up. This is garbage. What you produce right here is trash. That doesn't mean you're trash. It means what you produce is trash. When I say your work is trash, I'm not saying you are trash. I'm saying your work is trash. What has been produced here, the effort that was put out here, the conversation that was had here, this is not good. This is terrible. This is garbage. This needs to be better. You need to be able to tell people that. Maybe you don't have to say it in as many words, the exact wording that I'm using, but you need to be clear with people. People should know 100% where you stand and how you feel if they're asking you for your opinion or if you have chosen to share with them your opinion for whatever reason. They need to know exactly what you're feeling. Don't sugarcoat it. Don't massage it. Don't corporate speak it. Now, if you work in corporate, then you may have to corporate speak it because that's probably the only way you would keep your job. You went around there telling everybody what you thought, you wouldn't be there for long. And that's why I don't work in corporate. But understand, you need to be able to tell people exactly what it is, especially, let's just say, outside of work. If you're playing a sport, and if your sport happens to be your job, listen, I know what that's like. You can say what you feel, okay, to anybody. I'm not necessarily saying that you should just go do that recklessly, but you understand my point. You got to not sugarcoat things and make them not sound not as bad because you're trying to protect people's feelings, or maybe you're a person who is afraid of confrontation, or maybe you just don't know what to say. Maybe you just got caught in a situation where you were the person who's in the wrong, but instead of admitting you're in the wrong, well, actually, you're the person who was caught in the wrong, but instead of admitting that you were in the wrong, saying, you know what, I was fucked up, I messed up, I got to take that L, I made the mistake there, I'm going to fix that. You want to try to make it sound not as bad or try to put the blame on somebody else or try to deflect. Sometimes you just got to say exactly what it is, okay? This is why I could work with people who are corporate, but I couldn't work in corporate because I'd get fired. I would definitely get fired. People giving you the corporate smile and being, it's just a lot of people being fake to you. I've dealt with some corporate people this year, and it's just a lot of people just being fake. Not really saying what they really feel. Everything is being filtered through this filter of, okay, I got to uphold the standards here. I don't think they're the principles. I don't think they're in writing anywhere on the walls or anything. Just the principles that I got to upload here. I'm not saying everybody corporate. So if you're corporate and you've worked with me, I may not necessarily be talking about you. If I was, then I'll tell you I was talking about you. You could ask me. I'll tell you. Now, again, that's another reason why I couldn't work in corporate, because I get fired just for that alone. That's point number two. Today's topic, again, is sometimes shit is just fucked up. Point number three. Sometimes people don't know what they want. Do you know that? You know that there are people in life who don't know what they want, and there are people who at times know what they want, but at times they don't know what they want. Have you ever been that person who you don't even know what you want? When you see something as fucked up, you personally, we're off those other people. Whenever you in life see something as just fucked up, it's just not where it's supposed to be. You know you don't want it, right? When you see something that's fucked up, that means you are clearly stating to yourself, even if you're just thinking it, you know this is something that you don't want. You know what that gives you? You know what skill that gives you, or what, I don't even know what to call it, but it gives you an element. Let's just call it an element. You know what element you get when you can clearly identify something as fucked up that a lot of human beings go through their entire lives never having? Does anyone know? I'm just waiting for someone to raise their hand and offer an answer to that question. What is the one element that you have? Whenever you identify something as fucked up, you are like, that is definitely fucked up. There's no two ways about it. No, don't try to make it sound better than it is. That's fucked up. When you can think that, or you can say it, or you just come to agree to that inside yourself, you know what you get? Clarity. You get clarity. The ability to see a situation clearly for what it is. Do you have any idea how many human beings go through their lives day after day in a fog? They're walking around in fog. Wherever you live, you ever wake up one day and it's just heavy fog outside. You can barely see when you're driving. You can't see out the window if you're, depending on how high up you are, you're walking and it's like a dream world because you can hardly see 10 feet in front of you. Fog. There's some people who go through their whole lives just in a fog. They don't know clearly what they want. They don't know clearly where they're going. They cannot see clearly who other people are. They can't even see clearly themselves who they are. Because there's just this thick fog going on in their lives because they are not able to clearly say, this is exactly what I want, or this is exactly what I don't want. Maybe you don't know exactly what you want in life. Well, let me help you out with that. If you know exactly what you don't want, that's a good place to start. I didn't know exactly what I was going to do when basketball wasn't quite working out for me, as I talked about yesterday. It wasn't quite working out for me as smoothly as I thought it would work out. I didn't know exactly what I was going to do. Podcasting wasn't something I was thinking about in 2008. People weren't throwing around the phrase personal brand in 2008. A lot of things that I came to do to build my business, you couldn't do in 2008. There just wasn't the infrastructure wasn't around. The software wasn't around. Other people were not open to it. There wasn't enough people using it to make it useful for me to do it back in 2008. A lot of things that I do now, a huge majority of my business wasn't around or available or ubiquitous in 2008. And I'm telling you that to tell you this. I did not know clearly. I had no clarity on exactly what I was going to do, knowing that basketball wasn't giving me exactly what I wanted to give me. I had no clarity. but or at least on what I wanted to do, or at least what exactly I was going to do. But I had a ton of clarity on what I didn't want to do. I didn't want to have a job. I did not want to have a boss. I did not want to go corporate. I didn't want to throw away everything I'd done with basketball and go do something completely unrelated to basketball, which would relegate basketball to something I did in my spare time outside of work. I knew I did not want any of that. The clarity on knowing what I didn't want made it a whole lot easier to zero in on what I did want and then look at options and say, okay, which one of these gets me away from the things that I don't want? See, knowing what you don't want can help get you to your outcomes too. Knowing what you don't want, because when you know what you don't want, you know what it does? It eliminates options. And as I talked about in yesterday's episode, us human beings, it would serve us really well to eliminate options often in our lives. The fewer options we have, the quicker we can make decisions, meaning the quicker we can take action, because it's not a real decision until you take action. The quicker we can take action, and the quicker and more often we take action, the closer we get to success. A lot of human beings could do really well eliminating a whole lot of options that they have. You only have one option. You know what's going to happen with that option? You're going to make it work. If you only have one way of getting it done, you will get it done with that one way. Even if you think that one way is the worst of the 10 that you had yesterday, you wake up tomorrow and realize that that's the only one left. You will get it done with that one option because you have no other choice. And you'll get it done quickly because you don't have to waste any time or brain power or focus thinking about what if I made the wrong decision. This can help a whole lot of people out, being clear that, as we recap today's topic, sometimes in life, shit is just fucked up. And when you can be clear that something's fucked up, not that it could be better or it's a little bit unpleasant, but if you could just say, you know what, this is fucked up, that means, point number one, even though there's value to finding the bright side of things and is a useful skill that you will need in your life, the clearer you can get sometimes when something is just really bad and fucked up, it will move you to action to do something about it, or move you to move somebody else to action to do something about it. Point number two. Sometimes you need to communicate with other people as well as yourself exactly what the situation is instead of trying to make it sound not as bad as it is. Sometimes you got to communicate with other people, hey, this is fucked up. This is trash. Do this over. Start from zero. Don't bring me another version of the same thing. Start from zero and bring me something completely new because this is garbage. You got to be able to do that. If you can't do that, what you're going to find yourself doing is spinning your wheels a lot with people, meaning you know what you want to tell them, but you're not telling them. Therefore, they're not getting the message because they can't read your damn mind. They're going to keep doing things that you don't actually want because you are not being clear enough on them where you stand, what you see, where they stand, and what you want. The clearer you can get with what you want and also what you don't want, the better you'll be able to communicate with others. Now, you may think, well, I don't know if I could talk like that to other people because they may not be able to handle it. They may not like it. They may kind of collapse if I start telling people just straight up that what they did is garbage. Well, listen, you need to find people who can deal with it. Because people who are really good can deal with it. Point number three, sometimes people don't know what they want. You ever just not knew what you want in life? What you can do then, if you don't know what you want, you're not 100% sure what you want, doesn't mean there's anything wrong with you. You just need clarity. An easy way to get clarity is ask yourself, what do I not want? If you can get clear on what you don't want, it can be very easy to get closer to some clarity because you say, okay, I absolutely don't want that. I absolutely don't like this person. I absolutely don't want to be in that place. Now what you've done is eliminated options. Now you can see a whole lot more clear because you knocked all those options out of the way. Now, okay, now I got to choose between these three instead of that 27. Now it's a whole lot easier to make a decision. The quicker you make a decision, the quicker you can take action. The quicker you take action, the quicker you get to success, and the quicker you can listen to tomorrow's episode. Work on your game, DreAllDay.com. I got four things I'm going to give away to you for free at DreAllDay.com/game. Number one is my first book, Buy a Game. It is my early basketball story from when I first started playing up through my college years. You can get that PDF completely for free from me. Number two is How to Play as Well as You Practice. This is for athletes, entertainers, performers, salespeople, anyone who wants to make sure that your practice performance translates to the actual live performance. Number three, all you players who want to play basketball overseas, I have an exclusive video, How to Find Yourself an Agent to Help You Get Your Career Started. And number four, 101 Content Creation Ideas. For any of you who want to start a podcast, a blog, a website, write a book, be a speaker, 101 ideas for you to go put yourself out there that you will never run out of ways to come up with content. You can get all four of these free giveaways at DreAllDay.com/game. That is DreAllDay.com/game. You're welcome. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work On Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.